Boston Conservatory at Berkeley president Richard Ortner, who had a stint as Tanglewood's administrator, will retire July 1st as the school turns 150 this year. Ortner talks about his career preparing musicians for the 21st century and what's next for him in the Berkshires.
What do they say, that life has to be lived forward but can only be understood backward? While my days at Tanglewood were extraordinary and filled with great incident and great joy, and I would say great accomplishment on the part of the organization during those years, the on-the-job training, as it were, to be president of a small conservatory was profound and served me well.
Looking back, what are some of your favorite memories?
Well, those who know me know that I studied architecture before music, so I'm very engaged by the built environment, and I care very much about facilities for music, especially concert halls, rehearsal and practice facilities of the right sort. And so favorite memories, certainly from Tanglewood years, include the acquisition of the Highwood property and the subsequent design and construction of Ozawa Hall. I was part of the client team for that, and that, of course, was an amazing experience. And then at the conservatory, I had the opportunity to do two major facilities initiatives, each of which I think benefit the public and the faculty and the students in ways that were both right and necessary for these moments in the history of the institutions.
Ultimately, as the administrator over at Tanglewood and in your most recent role at the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley, you gave musicians a place to practice, to perform, to express their talents. How important is it to give these striving musicians, actors, dancers, a place to work?
I think it's extremely important, not just because it's a place to work, but because it's a place of community. These are young people and their mid-career senior mentor teachers who create community when they're together and who perform works, whether they're works of dance or theater or music, all of which are, by their nature, ensemble works. So you can do it on a street corner. We know that. And, you know, musicians can busk anywhere, including the T in Boston or the subway in New York. But if they're going to play a Brahms quartet, the chances are that they need a space to do it.
And I'd say so.
Creating those spaces is a special challenge, no matter what environment you're working in, whether it's the city next to a turnpike or out in the country, where bird sounds and other noises of the country would, for instance, interrupt a recording. They might enhance a performance, but you don't want them present in your recordings.
Students today are of the gig economy. They are interacting, some that help them go forward and some that help them go backward. How does what you provided them at the Boston Conservatory play into the gig economy?
Well, I think that's at the heart of the merger that we undertook with Berklee College of Music. Berklee, as you know, is the world leader in music business training, in tech and electronic and digital music creation. And they also have a global footprint, literally, 19 international partner schools. It's just an extremely powerful brand, and we were so lucky to have them as next-door neighbors. Young musicians and actors and dancers today need all of those things. They need business skills, entrepreneurial skills, a global platform, digital literacy in ways that musicians 20 years ago might not have. Musicians in particular 20 years ago, I think most of them, certainly most of those at Tanglewood, understood themselves to be in the pipeline for a great orchestra job, and indeed many of them still are. But today, as you said, they are creating work for themselves in ensembles of different kinds, in alternative venues, and in ways that that we could hardly have imagined 20 years ago. The fact that a young musician today darn well better be able to get her party piece up on her own website, having recorded it in her dorm room and edited it on her laptop. Otherwise, she's just not part of the music scene as it exists today. you know, where's the first place we go for music today? YouTube and Spotify and Pandora, streaming services and video online. It's a very different world.
You picked a perfect time to retire as a summer resident of the Berkshires. There's plenty to do here over the summer, but what are you going to do going forward?
Well, there are a couple of projects in Boston that, if they materialize, would be of interest to me. But frankly, I want to spend a lot more time at my place in the Berkshires. You know, growing tomatoes in the summer is serious business. I've never had time to do it before. So this is a blessing for me. I really do love the Berkshires, and this feels like home to me. I certainly want to be at the groundbreaking for the Tanglewood Learning Institute later this summer. That's a project that follows by 20 years and more, close to 30 years now, of the building of Ozawa Hall, and it is the great architect Bill Rawn who's been charged with creating that new place. So as to any involvement, I'm happy to stand on the sidelines, kibitz a bit, and be one of the great boosters and appreciators of everything that goes on there.
Ortner is retiring after 20 years as president.